Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
I'm Judy Redlick. Thanks for joining me with Encounter today. I have a special voice from the past that you might remember if you've been listening to Encounter for a long time. Marty Geis is my guest. He now lives in Honduras and is the pastor of Union Christian Church there. He lived in St. Louis for about 40 years, and he and his wife, Diana, went to Honduras to start a ministry there. And if you remember, Marty was the executive director of Lay Renewal Ministries for 24 years, and he trained people how to do lay ministry. Marty, welcome.
Thanks, Judy. It's good to be back.
And we are bringing this interview to you from Honduras. Marty, what in the world are you doing in Honduras now?
Well, to be honest, Diana and I ask ourselves that question quite a bit some days. But yeah, we were in St. Louis. We love St. Louis. We love when we're able to come back and visit. But we were dealing with getting ready for that empty nest syndrome. My daughter had gone off to college. My son was in his junior or senior year of college. And we were just kind of praying, and we were very happy where we were. I was bivocational, so I pastored a church in the city of St. Louis, as well as doing the labor renewal ministry. And I sent a message to a friend. I was trying to be encouraging to him and talking to him about this Michael Miller, who's also from St. Louis. I was just trying to encourage him. And after we were done talking, I said, yeah, you know, I know you just got a brand new pastor down there at Union, but if you ever leave, would you just let me know? It's something Diana and I would like to pray about. Because
that's pretty risky. Wasn't that pretty risky for you to say that to him?
Risky, stupid. I'm not sure. One of both. But yeah, unbeknownst to me, he had resigned the day before. So I had said I would pray about it. So I talked to Diana and we prayed about it. And the church asked us to come down to visit. And we did. And it felt like home. So we prayed some more, talked to the kids, and packed bags. So.
An exciting new adventure for Marty and Diana Geis. So Union Christian Church, tell us about the church. You've been there about 3 years now, and it's in the capital city of Honduras.
Yeah, Union Christian is a church for anyone who wishes to come. But we're very clear that Honduras, the national language is, of course, Spanish. It's in Central America. So we just let everybody know, if you want to worship in English, please join us. And it's an interdenominational church. On any given Sunday morning, I might have Lutherans, Baptists, Presbyterians. We even have some Catholics who join us because they work at the embassy or they our teachers at a bilingual school, we have missionaries, and we just have a lot of Hondurans come in and join us for worship every Sunday.
Wow. So about how many members come, or how many people come every Sunday?
Every Sunday we have probably between 70 and 90 people who attend. And it's interesting because on one Sunday, I'll look out and I'll see a group of people, and then the next week I will see half of the people that are there are different. It's just one of the quirks, I guess, of serving here where so many people, missionaries, for example, they might have a team coming in. So one Sunday they're at church, the next Sunday they're out with a team. Embassy people will be working here in the capital, then they'll have an event, so they can't come that next Sunday. So it's very different, and I never quite know who to expect.
Marty, how long did it take you to learn Spanish since you made such a, quote, hasty, quote, decision to move to Honduras?
We are still learning Spanish. The nice thing about the church, everything is in English. But, of course, we have to go shopping. Diana became principal at a bilingual Christian school, elementary school. And so everything for us work-wise is in English. But, again, when we go to the grocery store, when we try to do anything else, we have to be able to speak Spanish. So both of us had some background Spanish in school. Uh-huh. We took a few months online, and then we're just learning as we go.
Marty, what are you doing there as a part of that church to reach out into the community?
Well, first of all, I'll say that the Honduras people are wonderful. They're incredibly gracious and kind, and I can walk around the streets and people will say hello when you're in a restaurant. People will just walk by and say, I hope you're having a good meal, and total strangers. So they're very friendly. Mm-hmm. And so we love that. As far as what we're doing, it's a little difficult. Again, with an English-speaking church, we can't exactly go out and do a lot of the regular things that we might think about doing in the U.S. That said, we can do a lot of service-type projects. So we're working with a community organization to refinish a park that has been run down for about 20 years. And so we're going there and we're fixing walls and we're doing some repairs to all sorts of different construction. And we're trying to make it a place where people are happy to go and visit and spend time. That opens interesting doors for us.
I bet. Can you tell us some stories of people you've met and people that help you with this project?
Boy, that's a good question. One of the people that we've met is she's also a teacher at a school here, and they were very surprised that somebody who, it's not our park. We have no financial benefit from it, but we just want to help do some things. So I was able to start speaking with her and talking to her about why we just wanted to do some things to bless the community. We live here as individuals, but also as a church. So the person started reaching out to me for other things. She works with very poor children in a community, and so they were looking for some resources to help those kids. So as a church, we were able to help out with that community. We've also been engaged with different people who are just kind of spiritually seeking. You know, we've been very clear. Everything we do here is in English. But people have said, well, you seem to be really open about your faith and teaching people what the Bible says without judgment. So several people they'll just show up at the gate and want to talk, which is a little strange for me, just that people wanting to walk up and talk about spiritual issues. But had several people who just appear and want to talk. And so God opens the door and get to share the gospel.
In English.
In English, and sometimes I have to speak in my very muddled Spanish.
Do you use interpreters?
We do have some people here who can interpret. I try not to use them. Again, the people are very gracious, so they kind of understand that Spanish is not my first language. So they will be patient with me, and sometimes we play charades, and I try to act out what I'm saying. And they'll use a Spanish word. So I can understand a lot more than I can say. And that's a key difference, is they're talking to me and asking questions. I can understand it. It just takes me longer to respond than it would if I was speaking English.
You have the park ministry that you're working on. What else are you doing, and what are you looking for in the future to do there?
Well, the church, as I mentioned, there are a lot of missionaries here. For those people who have heard of the Night to Shine, which is Tim Tebow, most people have heard of the football mm-hmm. player, Tim Tebow, Night to Shine event, which is, I guess, kind of like a prom for young men and women, 15 and older. And we're organizing the very first one in Honduras, and that's coming up in 2 weeks. So we're looking forward to that. And it's obviously a way with people with special needs can come. And so we've been arranging for food and arranging for little gifts and prizes and things like that for the event. We have a couple of ministries here that build houses in rural communities, and they have it down to a science. They can build an entire house, and again, we're talking basically a one-room house mm-hmm. in a day. So they will come down and we'll just put up a house for somebody in a rural community. So there's all sorts of different ways that we can connect with people and help and try to share the love of Christ without beating them over the head with the Bible, which doesn't work very often.
How about your wife? How does she get a chance to also share the gospel?
Diana, she started as a high school teacher, and they asked her if she would become the elementary school principal after a year. So she was very surprised that they saw leadership ability in her and asked her if she would be willing to take on that role. So we prayed about it, and she accepted the challenge. So her days are very long. She leaves the house at 6:30 in the morning, doesn't get back till usually 4:30 at night. So we try to be careful with her time, but she also leads a Bible study for women down here. So it's not people at Union necessarily. There are some people from Union, but we have women speak English from all over the country who come, and they will able to fellowship and study the Word of God with other people. And that's been a really important part of her ministry, because it gives her the opportunity to build relationships that she can't necessarily do because she's so busy at the school.
Have your kids been over to visit you?
Our kids have come down a few times, yes. It's a long day of travel because you have to leave St. Louis before the sun rises, and you get down here in the afternoon, and when you go back, we usually don't get back to, well, whoever picks us up, we usually don't get back until after midnight when we travel. So it's a very long day. But our kids do enjoy it down here. Obviously, I tell people it's not strange. It's just different. So you have to get used to a different way of driving. Driving down here is crazy. You have to get used to the gates and the walls and the bars and things like that. A lot of people have protections around their homes, so a little more challenged neighbors, but they really enjoy visiting down here and enjoy the beautiful scenery and taking them to parks with waterfalls and taking them all sorts of different places to have fun and enjoy the beautiful country.
Marty Geis, he and his wife Diana are pastoring Union Christian Church in Honduras, the capital city of Honduras. And if you remember him as a host on Encounter, that gives you an update. Marty, how can people reach you?
If anybody wants to reach me, the church has a Facebook page, Union Church Honduras. The website is unionchurchhonduras.com. But those are probably the easiest ways to get in contact with me or with anybody from the church. Of course, I have a Facebook page. But those are the easiest ways to get in touch with us, because it's a little challenging being 2,000 miles away from St. Louis.
All right. Marty, thanks so much for taking your time today to tell us about Union Christian Church and the ministry there in the capital city of Honduras.
I appreciate it, Judy. So great to be back on Bob Radio Network.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight, and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The smart wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.